when it comes time for a member of the military service to end and come back home, transition from military to civilian life isn't always a simple on and off switch. It's more than just a saying that the scars of war run deep. Add to that the challenges that veterans have when it comes to finding a job and even a home. All this can result in that veteran committing suicide. My next guest joins us to share how the VA is working to respond to this issue through their Be There campaign. Here are the details. Is the Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the VA's Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, Dr. Keita Franklin. How are you today, Doctor?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And of course, the VA is at va.gov. You'll learn more about this program and all the services that the VA provides for our military heroes and their families as well. When you talk about suicide, how much more statistically heavy is suicide among veterans versus civilians? Is there a significant difference?
Yes. When we compare our civilian rates with our veteran rates, we know that we are 1.5 times more. Our veteran population is 1.5 times more likely. The rate is 1.5 times higher. I'm sorry.
I've heard a figure, too, that at least at some point in time in the recent years, because I believe that because of the care the VA has greatly improved upon, but there was a point, at least, that it was 20 a day committing suicide?
Yes, and that figure is still accurate. We released a data report this week, and there are still 20 veterans a day that tragically end their lives to suicide, and that's why our Be There campaign is so important, because we want people to know that everyone has a responsibility, and it takes all of us working together to save veterans' lives.
And I guess it's the important. There's an added importance too, because whatever it is that causes suicide in an individual, mental health, life condition, whatever the case may be, the warning signs or the idea or the vision that the person's on that downward slope isn't always obvious. First name that comes to mind when you think about that is the celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain. You would think when you were watching him on TV, here's a guy with a great sense of humor, travels around the world, having a great time, and we were all shocked, I think, when his life took that tragic end.
Yes. Sometimes the signs can be very subtle. We have to really pay attention to subtle changes in individual behavior, particularly when they're withdrawing from family or friends or they're isolating themselves more, if they're starting to feel hopeless or helpless. These can be hard things to recognize. So we really have to pay careful attention.
So talk about what are the elements of the Be There campaign? What is it setting out to do, and how can it be made the maximum possible success?
Yes. So the campaign is really a national call to action to make sure people know that everyday small acts matter and that being there for veterans saves lives. So with inside the VA, we're doing everything we can to prevent veteran suicide. So by that, I mean we make sure we have mental health clinics and substance abuse care available, same-day access to care. We even have telemental health available. But we also know that not everybody comes to us for care, and there might be people in the community that might recognize signs before us. So we want everyday Americans across the nation to really value our veterans, to reach out to them, to help them fit in. We know that veterans do best when they feel a purpose or a sense of meaning and a sense of belongingness in the communities where they live. And so if we could just put a national call to action where people helped people make sure that they belonged and that they had purpose and meaning in their life, we believe that we could reduce the rate of suicide.
So Dr. Keita Franklin, who is the Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the VA's Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, va.gov is the website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I perhaps have already seen unintentionally, this is going by fly often, and I'll even say especially in flights that are going to Dallas-Fort Worth, I have heard constantly pilots and the gate attendants, if they're returning soldiers coming back from their tour of duty, they are noted, signified, and without fail, people will applaud if they're in the concourse. They'll stand up and applaud as they're either getting on the plane or getting off the plane. It's little things like that, especially at that point where that transition is just starting, that can, I believe, at least help the military veteran understand they're coming home to a friendly territory. Their wartime is now over.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? Everyday small acts like that. Now imagine that continuing across every sector in our society. I mean, those are the things that save lives.
Well, I mentioned, too, that when you look at the unemployment stats of veterans, it's even though we've seen so many downward trends, and veterans, it's among the unemployment rate is among those downward trends, it's not keeping up with the pace. And that's something I think a lot of businesses and employers have to, you know, take the step forward, too. And like it or not, if you have a veteran, why not put them at the head of the line? Because certainly you have someone who is dedicated, attention to detail, duty. They have respect for who they're serving. Previously, it was the military and their superiors. For you, it would be as a boss or a manager. We know why. It just doesn't make sense to me why unemployment rates continue to be above average for veterans.
Yes, the employment is such an important factor when we're trying to prevent suicide, because our nation's veterans, they can contribute to a whole variety of sectors when it comes to employment. And they are, as you say, they are ready to execute a mission, and they're resilient and very, very good at what they do. And so I think when we can employ them and get them a part of something like similar to their active duty time, where they're part of a mission that they can feel passionate about, we know that brings great value to them, and they can live meaningful lives that are productive and they live and thrive. That is really what this is all about.
I know some of the reports, too, that the VA has issued on veteran suicide. The younger a veteran is, the higher rate of suicide takes place, which I guess makes sense in a way, because someone who is 19, 20, 21 years old, returning from service, I mean, just in normal day-to-day life, we see a great deal of that demographic not able to find their way. And to be further removed from civilian society, that's going to be a much tougher transition than someone who has served, has been in back to civilian life, and is in their 50s, perhaps, which I'm not saying it doesn't happen then either, but the suicide rate of an older veteran is much lower than someone in their late teens and early 20s.
Yeah, we're particularly concerned about this 18 to 34-year-old age group. And it's exactly as you described. When they recently transitioned from their time in active duty status to being a civilian, we're concerned that they might not be ready for the social aspects of the transition. So even when they transition well, and by that I mean they have a job at least as they're leaving active duty, we're worried that they might not feel like they fit in their community. Maybe they're used to living on a military base and they're used to having physical fitness standards and participating as a team or a unit for their physical fitness and things like that. We want to make sure that when they transition to a civilian and they don't have those things, that they still have other support systems in place that bring them structure and balance and contribute to their health and well-being. It's hard.
So just to wrap up with the Be There campaign, what are the top two or three points that you hope people are going to grasp onto, understand, and become a part of the campaign through any means that they could possibly become?
Yes, I hope people realize that they can become a part of it, that they can do something. Getting to know a veteran in your community matters, and then offering small everyday acts of support and kindness. I hope they realize that those things save life as well as getting them into mental health care. I would want also all of your listeners to know about our Veteran Crisis Line. If a veteran is in imminent need of suicide prevention, if they're struggling with symptoms, we want people to call 1-800-273-8255 and then press 1 for service member or veteran. You will be immediately transferred over to a licensed, trained provider who can stabilize that crisis.
That number again is 1-800-273-8255, and then you press option 1.
Yes.
And that'll be the first step to take for recovery and reinforcement that many of our military heroes do need. We get this impression that they're tough and hard, but they have hearts and souls and spirits that are very fragile, especially in those returning days. Memories last forever. We've talked with authors here on the show over the years who try to bring out these stories from even the older veterans. It's challenging to look back at those times for a variety of reasons, and that's a heavy load to carry. I mean, think of a bad memory in your personal life and the weight that brings about. So these are people who their surface and their inner self are two very different people, and that has to be paid attention to, which is great. Thankfully, the VA's Be There program is encouraging all of us to do. Friends, family, we all play a part in again, repaying our heroes for the service that they sacrificed their lives and their civilian life for. Learn more about the VA's Be There program at va.gov. And again, the crisis hotline is 1-800-273-8255. You press option 1, take the first steps. We've been talking with the Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the VA's Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, Dr. Keita Franklin. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.